from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listeners, welcome to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our program summary for today. We will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, and News in Brief. We will continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We will conclude our program for today with Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, here's the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says Asian Para Games medalist to be given bonus. Indonesia is to help Tanzania becoming middle income country. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo or Jokowi said in Surakarta, Central Java on Saturday that Asian Para Games 2018 athletes will also be given a bonus like those in Asian Games 2018. He made the statement while visiting a national training center for Asian Para Games badminton athletes at Hartono Trade Center in Solo Baru, Grogol Sukoharjo, Central Java. An Indonesian gold medalist in Asian Games was awarded around $100,000 in bonus. Joko Widodo was accompanied by Minister of State Secretary Pratikno, Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo, and the President of National Paralympic Committee, Seni Marbun, during the visit. On the occasion, he also took an opportunity to talk to some athletes and even try the table tennis. He noted that he came to the training center to monitor the preparations of athletes to achieve success in Asian Para Games 2018, which will soon begin. He hoped the athletes who have worked very hard will be able to meet the target set at 16 gold medals or even more than that. A total of 42 countries with 2,800 athletes, 1,800 officials, and 500 medias, both domestic and foreign, will participate in the event to be held in Jakarta from October 6 until the 13th. The 2018 Asian Para Games will offer 18 sports, including basketball, volleyball, fencing, table tennis, swimming, shooting, judo, cycling, chess, weightlifting, bowling, goalball, badminton, running, archery, bokia, handball, and tennis. President Joko Widodo has promised that as many as 100,000 lands in Grobogan Center Java will be certified next year. President Jokowi remarked during a working visit in Grobogan Central Java Province on Saturday. During his visit, as conveyed by the Deputy for Protocols, Press and Media, Presidential Secretariat Bey Mahmudin, the President handed over land rights certificates to residents in Grobogan Regency and surrounding areas. As many as 8,000 certificates were handed over by the Head of State to the citizens centered in Krida Bakti Stadium, Grobogan Regency. The President said that this was part of the 55,000 certificates that had been submitted this year. The President also noted that 116 million certificates were to be distributed all over Indonesia, but until 2014, only 46 million were handed out. Hence, the government continues to increase the distribution of certificates, where in 2017, from 500,000 to 5 million, and 7 million this year, and next year, 9 million certificates. After granting land rights certificates to the people, the president reviewed the village fund project in the form of talud construction in Tambirujo Village, Taruh District, Grobogan Regency, Central Java. Indonesia is ready to take part in Tanzania's industrialization efforts to become a middle-income country in the near future. The statement was conveyed by Indonesian Ambassador to Tanzania, Burundi, Rwanda, and the Comoro Union, Ratlan Padede, in remarks at the 73rd anniversary of Indonesian independence in Darussalam on September the 14th. In the event, which was attended by around 200 people from the diplomatic community in Darussalam, government officials, businessmen, the Indonesian community in Tanzania, and Zanzibar State Minister Isa Haji Usigavu, the Indonesian ambassador conveyed several important matters related to the bilateral relations between the two countries. Several advances in the bilateral relations between the two countries were demonstrated, but the participation of Tanzanian government and business representative at Indonesia-Africa Forum in April 2018 and the visit of Zanzibar President Ali Mohammed Shen to Indonesia to explore more economic opportunities for the two countries. In his remarks, Zanzibar State Minister Isa Haji Usigavu emphasized the importance of the two countries to not only share the past but also the future. Further, he added that relationship of giving and receiving between two countries also reflected in the people-to-people cooperation whose benefits prove mutually beneficial. The Indonesian Embassy in Darussalam will continue to maintain its commitment to enhance bilateral cooperation in various sectors between Indonesia and accredited countries into a higher level. Chairperson of Indonesian Women's Congress or KOWANI, Giwo Rubianto Wiyogo in Yogyakarta Saturday said that her success being elected as one of the vice presidents in the International Women's Council or ICW was Indonesia's pride. The KOWANI chairperson received 62 votes from a total of 491 votes in the ICW vice presidential election for 2018-2020 periods at the 35th ICW General Assembly in Yogyakarta. The election of Giwo as the vice president of International Women's Council was the second time for KOWANI to represent Indonesia in the council, after the first opportunity by Quraisin Sumhandi was even elected as president of the council in 1994 until 1997. Giwo said that to be one of the vice president of the council requires a long process, including that she must have served as an International Women's Council board member and has served as one of the council steering committee members. Of the 15 International Women's Council board members, 7 members were elected to nominate themselves as vice president, and 5 of the 7 candidates were elected as the council's vice president, including Giwo from Indonesia. Indonesian government will need to prepare a policy and regulation that can encourage development of investment in renewable energy in Indonesia. Deputy Chief for Renewable Energy and Energy Conservation of Indonesian Electrical Society MKI, Muhammad Sofyan, on Saturday said that the government should also develop fiscal and incentive space to support investment in the sector. He added, with a conducive industrial ecosystem, the private sector can encourage mutual partnership and increase the transfer of technology and investment. According to Sofyan, the demand for mix of fossil and renewable energy for sustainable electrical infrastructure will increase to meet the country's requirement for power. The government has continued to increase the share of renewable energy as primary energy sources of power plants. Data of the Energy and Mineral Resource Ministry show that contribution of renewable energy in the past 3 years had increased 2% to 12.15% by the end of 2017. However, Sofyan pointed out that the increase might not be able to reach the national energy policy target of 23% share of renewable energy in the total energy mix by 2025, so it will need private investment. The Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture will send several teachers to Azerbaijan to teach Indonesian language, according to a statement from Indonesian Embassy in Baku received by Antara in Jakarta on Saturday. The plan was discussed in a meeting between the Minister of Education and Culture of Indonesia, Muhajir Effendi, and the Azerbaijan counterpart, Jehyun Bayramov, at the Office of Education Ministry Office in Baku, Azerbaijan, on Friday, September the 14th. At the meeting, Effendi was accompanied by, among others, Chancellor of the University of Muhammadiyah Malang, Dr. Fauzan, Director General of Culture, Ministry of Education and Culture, Himal Farid, and an education observer, Professor Lincoln Arshad. Effendi stated Azerbaijan and Indonesia will help each other in the development of curriculum of petroleum education. Meanwhile, Bayramov noted that Indonesia and Azerbaijan pay attention to vocational education. On a visit to Baku, Effendi also opened the third Indonesian Cultural Festival ICF, which is held from September the 13th until the 16th, 2018 in Baku City. Bayramov appreciated the Ministry of Education and Culture of Republic Indonesia, as well as Indonesian Embassy in Baku, for organizing the cultural event. The last item. Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari ini continues to campaign to make Surabaya the city of heroes free from rubbish. During the United Cities and Local Government of Asia Pacific Congress in Surabaya, East Java on Saturday, Risma remarked that so far Surabaya city government through the program Free From Waste Movement had carried out various efforts to reduce household waste. On a Take a Stroll to Tunjungan program attended by hundreds of the United Cities and Local Government of Asia Pacific or UCLGS PAC delegates from various countries, the mayor also invited the local residents to want to support the Free of Waste program. Risma noted that community participation and support are needed to create a synergy between the city government and citizens in managing household waste. In addition, the mayor also extended her gratitude to the people of Surabaya who participated in helping Surabaya city government managing waste into more useful objects. In the meantime, UN Habitat Senior Human Settlement Officer Bruno Dercon from Belgium revealed his happiness and pride over Surabaya city. According to him, the program, which was held during the UCLGS PAC Congress in Surabaya, was quite spectacular because many attractions and arts were displayed. He also appreciated the performance of the mayor, Tri Risma Hari ini, who succeeded in making Kalimas River cleaner, well-maintained, and beautiful. Well, listener, that was the news.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on the Asian Para Games preparation has reached 90%. After a great success in hosting the 2018 Asian Games in Jakarta and Palembang, Indonesia will host the 2018 Asian Para Games multi-event. It is to be held in Jakarta from October the 6th until 13, 2018. In the Asian Para Games, there are 18 sports to be competed and participated by 41 countries from Asia. Currently, the preparation of the organizing committee in NAPGOG has reached 90%, both in terms of technical system and volunteers. Especially for venues, it is targeted to be ready for use on September the 25th at the latest. One of them is the shooting venue that was built from beginning and requires adjustments for the Para Games athletes. Chairman of the INAPGOG, Raja Sabta Oktohari, after a plenary meeting at the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Kemenpora, Jakarta on Thursday, September the 13th, disclosed it to the press. Even so, he explained, because there was an acceleration request, they had to move quickly to complete the venue earlier than planned. This requires support from all parties so that it can run well.
Meanwhile, Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi said that the 2018 Asian Para Games should not be underestimated because they are a series of Asian Games. Therefore, the event, which was held for the third time, must be carefully prepared to safeguard the dignity of the nation which previously successfully held the Asian Games. He said to prepare for the Asian Para Games, problems that arise before implementation must be mapped and dealt with together. He emphasized that it is not only in terms of budgeting but also acceleration and socialization. He hopes that INAPGOG will utilize all available media to socialize the event. The Minister of Youth and Sports added, as a form of equality between the Asian Games and Paragames, the bonus value prepared for medalist athletes was also the same. The requested bonus is 200 billion rupiahs in all, but 260 billion rupiahs has been prepared. Well, that was my Indonesia Today.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a daily segment which brings back people and events from the state in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with September 16, 1982, the Sabra and Shatila massacres. The Sabra and Shatila massacres took place on September 16, 1982 in Beirut, Lebanon, which was then occupied by Israel. The massacre was carried out by Lebanese Maronite Christian militias over Palestinian refugees in Sabra and Shatila's refugee camps. The Maronite forces were directly under the command of Eli Hobaika, who later became a member of the Lebanese parliament and in the 1990s also became a minister in the Lebanese cabinet. During this incident, these camps were surrounded by Israeli soldiers and the militias were sent by Israel to search for members of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO. The extent to which Israel is guilty of this massacre is much debated and Israel denies that it is directly responsible. However, the findings prove that Israelis, including Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, were indirectly responsible. Turning to September 16, 1987, the Montreal Protocol is signed. The Montreal Protocol is an international treaty designed to protect the ozone layer by eliminating the production of a number of substances believed to be responsible for the reduction of the ozone layer. This treaty was opened for signature on September 16, 1987 and entered into force on January 1, 1989. Since then, this treaty has undergone five revisions, namely in 1990 in London, in 1992 in Copenhagen, in 1995 in Vienna, in 1997 in Montreal, and 1999 in Beijing. As a result of the international agreement, the ozone hole in Antarctic is slowly recovering. Climate projections show that the ozone layer will return to the 1980 level between 2050 to 2070. Due to its wide level of implementation, this treaty is considered as an example of the success of international cooperation. This treaty focuses on several groups of halogen hydrocarbons which are believed to play an important role in the erosion of the ozone layer. All of these substances have chlorine and bromine. I'll end Today in History with September 16, 1975. Chandrawijaya is born. Chandrawijaya is a legendary Indonesian badminton player. He was a gold medalist at the 2000 Olympics. He is one of the best men's doubles players in Indonesia has ever had. He won the 2000 World Player of the Eddie Chung Player of the Year Award in Sydney with Tony Gunawan. Various rows of achievements include the 1999 All England Championship, 1997 World Championship Champion, 1996 Asian Championship, 1997 World Grand Prix Championship, 1999 and 2000 and Japan Open 2000, 2006 and 2001 Champion. Well, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight, which today is on Indonesia-Vietnam increases cooperation in various fields. Indonesia and Vietnam are committed to increasing cooperation in the trade sector. The trade trends of the two countries, which have continued to increase over time, will continue to be explored in their potential and develop for the progress of the two countries. President Joko Widodo conveyed this in a joint press statement after a meeting with Vietnamese President Trinh Đại Quang in Hanoi on Tuesday, September 11. According to President Joko Widodo, in the past 3 years, the trade trends of both countries have been quite good and reached a value of $6.8 billion. He said Indonesia wants the trade between the two countries in 2020 to reach $10 billion. In addition to economic matters, Indonesia and Vietnam agreed to immediately complete negotiations on the exclusive economic zone of the two countries. The issue of the exclusive economic zone boundaries between Indonesia and Vietnam is one of the topics discussed during President Joko Widodo's state visit to Vietnam from Tuesday to Wednesday. During the two-day state visit, President Jokowi held a meeting with the President of Vietnam, Tran Dai Quang, Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc, and Chairman of the Vietnam delegation, Nguyen Thi Kim Ngan. Foreign Minister Retno L.P. Marsudi, who accompanied the President, said that actually there had been progress in the long-standing Indonesian-Vietnamese economic zone negotiations. Even so, President Joko Widodo continued to convey the importance of efforts to intensify negotiations so that an agreement can be reached soon. According to Retno Marsudi, the President once again conveyed the importance of intensifying the discussion and immediately resolving the exclusive economic zone maritime limit. If the limit is not immediately resolved, it is feared that the potential for the emergence of problems in the sea area of the two countries will be even higher. One of the problems that usually arises is the arrest of fishermen from both countries because they are considered to violate maritime boundaries. While waiting for the exclusive economic zone negotiations to be completed, Indonesia and Vietnam agreed to eradicate illegal fishing. The Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs and Vietnamese Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development signed a joint communique to combat illegal fishing and promote sustainable fisheries governance. Collaboration on illegal fishing is conducted to reduce incidents or problems in the short term. In addition, this collaboration is also to manage the sea in the right way. Another memorandum of understanding is the 2019-2023 Indonesia-Vietnam Strategic Partnership Action Plan signed by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs and Vietnam's Foreign Minister. Well, that was Spotlight of this week over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Listener, here is news in brief. President Joko Widodo in Surakarta, Central Java on Saturday said the Asian Para Games 2018 athletes will also be given bonus. President Joko Widodo has promised that as many as 100,000 lands in Grobogan, Central Java will be certified next year. Indonesia is ready to take part in Tanzania's industrialization efforts to become middle-income country. Chairperson of Indonesian Women's Congress Kowani Giwo Rubianto Wiyogo in Yogyakarta Saturday said her success being elected as one of the vice presidents of International Women's Council was Indonesia's pride. Indonesian government will need to prepare a policy and regulation that can encourage development of investment in renewable energy in Indonesia. Indonesian Education and Culture Ministry will send several teachers to Azerbaijan to teach Indonesian language. Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari ini continues to campaign to make Surabaya the city of heroes free from rubbish. Well, listener, that was News in Brief.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, tourist destination, and also other things related to tourism. Today, I will introduce Tanjung Palete in Bone, South Sulawesi Province. As usual, you can listen to this program via streaming at www.voinews.id. So, stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Visiting South Sulawesi is incomplete if you haven't visited the city of Bone. Bone was once one of the largest kingdoms in South Sulawesi. Here you can also take a marine tour to Tanjung Palete Beach. It is one of the tourist areas in Bone Regency, which is directly facing the Sea of Bone Bay, about 12 kilometers east of Watampone City. This beach has beautiful natural scenery and is supported by adequate facilities such as swimming pools, cafes, and gazebos. There are also hotels available if you want to stay longer. From the city of Makassar to the Tanjung Palete Beach, which is located in Taniti Riatang sub-district Palete Village, takes approximately 3 hours. To get to Tanjung Palete Beach, you will pass through winding roads, bends, and sharp inclines because access to the city of Bone was once a divided mountainous plain. However, the trip to Tanjung Palete is very pleasant. Along the way, you will be treated to a beautiful view of verdant rice fields and the area of milkfish ponds belonging to the local farmers. The characteristic of Tanjung Palete Beach is the steep reefs and beautiful views of the cliffs with the loud sound of the waves. From the cliff, you can enjoy the beautiful view of the coral peaks. You can also feel the gust of wind and the waves that come and go. The Tanjung Palete area is not a stretch of white sand like other coastal areas. For those of you who want to swim in this area, there is also a swimming pool. Behind the beauty of the Palete Beach, there is a dark folklore surrounding this place. Handed down from generation to generation, it is said that during the time of the Bone Kingdom came to power, this beach was used as a place for Malabu Tau, or drowning people who had committed great violent sins or sins. Usually people who were drowned were those who committed adultery. They would be bound and drowned together here. Until now, in general, the Bone and the Bugis community in the area considered adultery as something to be a very much avoided thing. After spoiling yourself on the Palete Promontory on the way home, you can enjoy various seafood like the mangrove crab that is the icon of Boné District. In addition, you can also buy Boné bananas and various processed products from the people of Boné as souvenirs on your way home. Be sure not to miss buying these typical Boné bananas because, in addition to being very cheap, it tastes great too. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Palete Beach in Boné Promontory, South Sulawesi Province. If you haven't found a place that is suitable for your vacation, maybe this Palete Promontory can be your future vacation destination. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye now.
Still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Mr. Leni, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, environment and technology, even lifestyle. This edition presents the topic of foreign tourist special cards. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id or the RRI Play application. Indonesia, in this case the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, continues to increase the number of foreign tourists visiting Indonesia. Various efforts have been made to improve comfort for tourists, such as the availability of hotels, transportation, as well as the ease of communication. The progress of the tourism industry requires support from various parties, including telecommunication companies. Telkomsel is one of the cellular telecommunication operators in Indonesia. In collaboration with the Ministry of Tourism, Telkomsel launched a special starter card called Sympathy. The starter card is specifically designed and has service specification tailored to the needs of foreign tourists. There are 10 exclusive designs according to 10 tourist destinations in Indonesia. Interestingly, international tourists get a 10 gigabyte quota for only 100,000 rupiah, which is less than $7. Not only that, tourists also get voice services and 300 SMS that can be used between international and domestic operators with a validity period of 14 days. Telkomsel Sales Director Sukardi Silalahi in Jakarta on Thursday, September the 13th, said this was a form of support for the Wonderful Indonesia program from the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism. The special edition communication package is specifically designed to accommodate the communication needs of foreign tourists while in Indonesia. With this cooperation, Telkomsel strengthens the 4G broadband network to ensure the quality and availability of internet access in main destination points, namely Lake Toba, Morotai, Wakatobi, Labuan Bajo, Mandalika, Bromo, Borobudur Temple, Thousand Islands, and Tanjung Kelayang. With this special tourist SIM card service, it is expected to support the acceleration of Indonesia's tourism agenda in providing best tourist experiences in Indonesia for foreign tourists. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya welcomed the launch of the social premier card for tourists called Wonderful Tourist Sympathy Indonesia. According to the minister, telecommunication and internet services have become important supporting factors in the world of tourism, in addition to the three main things that the government continues to develop, namely attraction, amenities, and accessibilities, or 3A. Amenities, by the way, are tourism facilities outside accommodation such as restaurants, gift shops, parks, houses of worship, and others. Minister Arif Yahya, at the launch of Sympathy Tourist Wonderful Indonesia on Thursday, said that the starter pack with service specification tailored to the need of foreign tourists supported by extensive network and 4G would certainly be a demand for tourists. According to Arif, more than 70% of Indonesian tourism customers are digital travelers, so the products offered are very suitable. The starter card can be obtained from national tourism partners that deal with foreign tourists. Meanwhile, Telkomsel's President Director Riri Ardiansyah said the first card was designed specifically to accommodate the communication needs of tourists, especially foreign tourists, while in Indonesia. This service is provided to anticipate the high needs of tourists who actively use communications and internet access services while in tourist location, especially in the 10 main destinations in Indonesia. That was Miss Leni today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miss Leni on Indonesia.
Wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Tony Megan in Australia. He was listening to RRI program 4 through frequency of 1332 kHz. In his email, Mr. Tony Megan said that the transmitter was on the air, but there was no audio programming. Hello Mr. Tony Megan, thank you for your attention on RRI program 4. Because RRI program 4 is RRI's national program, so your email will be forwarded to RRI program 4. As information, Voice of Indonesia broadcasts not only in Indonesian, but also in 8 foreign languages, namely English, German, Mandarin, French, Arabic, Japanese, Spanish, and Dutch. Those programs can be monitored through frequency of 3325 kHz. If you miss it, you can find out through our website www.voinews.id. Besides the scripts which have been broadcasted, you can also hear the audio of our broadcast. You just click Index Audio on our website and then select on what date you want to hear it. Well, Mr. Tony Megan, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, Mr. Tony Megan, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Pertama kali bertemu, terasa ada yang mengganggu. Ternyata kau coba curi hatiku. Kedua kali berjumpa, semua makin berbeda. Tiba-tiba kau nyatakan cinta. Ku harus bagaimana? Pantaskah kau untuk menjadi pilihanku? Buktikan bila memang kau sungguh-sungguh. Bukan hanya janji manis yang ku mau. Buktikanlah.
listener, now we will reply an email from Gail Van Horn in USA. He was listening to our broadcast in English program on July 14, 2018 through frequency of 3325 kHz starting at 1300 hours until 1330 hours UTC. In addition to listening to English program, Mr. Gail Van Horn also said that he also monitored the French service on 3325 kHz and the Japanese service July 13th on 3325 kHz. Hello, Mr. Gail Van Horn. Welcome to be our regular listener and thank you for your reception report of our broadcast, which is very detailed. So, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, we'll play a beautiful song.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua. Haruskah ku memendam sama rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa? Yeah. Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin berat tapi ku tahu apa yang kita jalani. Sulit mereka pahami, namun ku
aku.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag, broadcast every Sunday. Now, we continue to reply an email from Azam Ali Sumro in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Azam Ali Sumro said that he would like to congratulate us and thank for launching the RRI Net live broadcasting and for the introduction of RRI Play mobile application. Azam said, with the launch of RRI Net live broadcasting, now listeners not only listen to information about Indonesia, but also personally see Indonesia and the beauty and colors of this wonderful country. He added, watching RRI Net live is indeed seeing Indonesia from all aspects. There is no doubt in this fact that RRI is indeed a bridge between Indonesia and the rest of the world. This quality broadcasting station has steadily grown up and better day after day. As far as the presenters are concerned, Mr. Azam Ali Sumro must appreciate Madam Ani Hasanah Mubarak and Daulat Pane for their nice voice and style of presentation the program. Hello Mr. Azam Ali Sumro, thank you for your compliment on our RRI Net program. Through this program, we try to introduce diversity of our cultures to the international world, not only through audio, but also through visual, where our listeners can directly see the beauty of Indonesian arts, cultures, and natures. Well, Mr. Azam Ali Sumro, please keep listening to our broadcast. For you, we will play a beautiful song. Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, We want to reply an email from Mr. Abdul Sattar Salvi in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Mr. Abdul Sattar Salvi said that he has been listening to our radio since 2 years ago. Through our radio, he knows and understands the various types of issues and events taking place around the world. Although it is not easy to listen to and understand all the content of the programs, because according to him, he is not good in English. Hello, Mr. Mr. Abdul Sattar Salvi. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. If you miss our segment of the programs, we suggest you to visit our website www.voinews.id. You just click the segment of the program what you want to read. But we are really sorry, because at the moment, we cannot send your request. Thank you. Listener, whatever you are, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2100 hours until 2200 hours West Indonesia time, or 1400 hours until 1500 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Then, open RRI Play application. Choose RRI Net. And then, choose RRI Net 720 pixel. Before we sign out our segment mailbag, we want to say hello to Sardar Sohal Ahmed, Jawahar Almeida, Vicentio Daniel, and Mustafa Ben Lolo. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4N5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4N5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, sendiri ku tempuh hanya untuk bertemu denganmu. Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, namun hatimu telah runtuh dan buatku terjatuh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu. Yakin untukmu.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.